Welcome to the Poetry Professor Podcast with Stephen Cavett, where every week I read you an original poem, we talk about its key technique. In today's episode, the second ever on the pod, you'll hear Purgatory is a Greyhound Bus Across America from my book Noctis Terrors. We'll talk about prose poems. Purgatory is a Greyhound Bus Across America. Kansas flat fields and then desert sprawl, sunburnt and empty until my eyes ache. Dusk hurtles toward the massive windshield again and again. If there are stars, I can't see them past the glare of the headlights. The AC's dripping on my hoodie, the shoulders seem heavy and wet. At night, it's always Texas. Oil wells flare up in the dark like horses made of fire. Her slim body is a thorn I can't dig out of my mind. Dark hair to her hips, she'd kick off her boots and say, "Now." Her cries soft and quick, like sparrows rising from sagebrush. No one's on the bus. The steering wheel turns in slow fits. I don't know if this is Colorado, but mountains jut against gray clouds. Loading lights spark down the dusty aisle. The Greyhound slows beside a diner, a gas station with the pumps taped shut, a gravel pullout, dull train tracks. "It's a big world," she said, "the linoleum tile peeling in one corner of our tiny kitchen. If you're so stuck with me, just go." When she cried, coal country crept into her voice, that little trailer town where her father drove drunk, throwing newspapers out of the van. Cicadas twanged down the yard and into the woods. She chewed her lip, but still it trembled. I was so close, I could have pulled her against my shoulder and hushed her like a child. 20 years ago and how many miles? I twist my watch around my wrist. The face appears and disappears. The minute hand beats like a heart. A prose poem is simple. It's just one big chunk. Like a paragraph. There aren't any deliberate line breaks the way we usually think of in poetry. The line just ends whenever it hits the margin, which may be different depending on the print size of the book, or if you buy the ebook, certainly it'll be different. Prose poems are one of my favorite forms. There are 53 poems in Noctis Terrors, the book that I'm reading from, and 11 of those are prose poems. Another 7 or so are prosy or almost prose poems. It's a form that's a delight to work in. One of my favorite things about prose poems is that they encourage these shifts or jumps in logic without big transitions. For me, at least, there's a kind of stream of consciousness where the poem pulls me into these jumps. And the rhythm of these long lines kind of leans into the lyrical or maybe even the magical. So let's look at how this one plays out. The first part of the poem is logical. Kansas, deserts, headlights, the AC line dripping on my hoodie. And then we get to a kind of lyrical jump. At night, it's always Texas. Oil wells flare up in the dark like horses made of fire. It can't always be Texas, right? That's not like a logical thing to say. If you keep driving, eventually you will get to the other side of Texas. It doesn't feel like it when you're on that 13 or 10 hour run across the state, but eventually you'll get out of it. So after that lyrical line, we jump right from these oil wells to the lost woman. Her slim body is a thorn I can't dig out of my mind. Dark hair to her hips, she'd kick off her boots and say, "Now." Her cries soft and quick, like sparrows rising from sagebrush. You notice that there's no transition phrase here, right? And that's what I mean when I say that prose poems can encourage a kind of logical leap. He doesn't go, "Well, this is just like when I used to date Sarah." He just takes us right into it. And then immediately we're back in the Greyhound. And this time the landscape's a little bit mythical, right? Mountains jut against gray clouds. There's a diner, a gas station with the pumps taped shut. A gravel pull out. Dull train tracks. Like an archetypal backwoods America. And then without warning, we go back to the girl again. "It's a big world," she said. "The linoleum tile peeling in one corner of our tiny kitchen. If you're so stuck with me, just go." Through these back and forth leaps, right, without any warning, the speaker has been tricking himself into this confession, right? It takes us to when she cried, cold country crept into her voice. That little trailer town where her father drove drunk, throwing newspapers out of the van. Cicadas twanged down the yard and into the woods. She chewed her lip, but still it trembled. I was so close, I could have pulled her against my shoulder and hushed her like a child. This is what our speaker's unconscious mind really wants to talk about, right? His circling back around pain. But it gets there in these lyrical jumps and little mystical movements and these sideways steps in logic that a prose poem really just embraces. A prose poem takes us along for the ride. So let's hear Purgatory is a Greyhound Bus Across America one more time. And this time, listen for that intuitive logic of the poem, or those sideways steps in logic. Kansas flat fields, and then desert sprawl, sunburn and empty until my eyes ache. Dusk hurtles toward the massive windshield again and again. If there are stars, I can't see them past the glare of the headlights. The AC's dripping on my hoodie. The shoulders seem heavy and wet. At night, it's always Texas. Oil wells flare up in the dark like horses made of fire. Her slim body is a thorn I can't dig out of my mind. Dark hair to her hips, she'd kick off her boots and say, "Now." Her cries soft and quick like sparrows rising from sagebrush. No one's on the bus. The steering wheel turns in slow fits. I don't know if this is Colorado, but mountains jut against gray clouds. Loading lights spark down the dusty aisle. The Greyhound slows beside a diner, a gas station with the pumps taped shut, a gravel pullout, dull train tracks. "It's a big world," she said, the linoleum tile peeling in one corner of our tiny kitchen. "If you're so stuck with me, just go." When she cried, cold country crept into her voice. That little trailer town where her father drove drunk, throwing newspapers out of the van. Cicadas twanged down the yard and into the woods. She chewed her lip, but still it trembled. I was so close, I could have pulled her against my shoulder and hushed her like a child. 20 years ago, and how many miles? I twist my watch around my wrist. The face appears and disappears. The minute hand beats like a heart. If you're riding along with me, try a prose poem. There are no line breaks. It's all one big chunk, like a paragraph. And see where prose poem form pulls you. Have some fun with it. Thanks so much for listening to the second ever episode of the Poetry Professor Podcast with Stephen Cabot. Today we talked about Purgatory is a Greyhound Bus Across America from my book Noctis Terrors. I'll read you the whole thing here for free, but I'd love it if you pick up a copy. And it's available on Kindle Unlimited and in print at major online booksellers. The link's in the episode description. See you next week.